And I know one time our dad got some two pair of pliers and some other deal for him. And she says, well, why don't you buy them here? He says, well, because they're cheaper over there. She didn't like it. Walter Lawrence was one. She's giving him a bad time.
When's the first time you ever left the county when you were a child? Did you go on a trip to Dolores I'm just wondering if did your parents ever take you outside the county when you were growing up?
Well, not that I know of. Who was it? I think old Fred Raymond was the first one that I ever rode with, and he went to Dolores after Wire, I remember.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
And gosh, I must have been 10, 11 years old then that I can remember. Something like that. Yeah. And then we had that, I don't remember what year it was, they had that Model T Ford, but my dad never did learn how to drive it. He never did master the driving of the thing. My brother always, my half-sister took him to Phoenix to school, you know, mm-hmm. So he'd just be home in the summer from about, say, the 5th, 6th of June till maybe 1st of September. And he'd drive it through the summer, you know, so I always watched him and tried to learn how to drive that thing. And I was about 11 or 12. I didn't take it out by myself, but my neighbor came up and he said, let's take it out for a drive. And I knew how to start it and stop it, so I was going to say that's the first vehicle I ever drove. So anyway, that was quite a thing to master that, and then my dad couldn't drive the thing, so he traded it off for a cow and a pig. And it sure made me mad. And we got that pig, and he was here about 3 days, and he was mean. He tore up the pen, and darn if he didn't go back to Randolph's there. It's about 2 miles.
He ran home.
He ran home, yeah. Well, see, when they went up there, went up on a horse, he didn't come back. But it was 2 days later. He found it home. I don't know where he was. Of course, that was all sagebrush. And you could track him for a ways. And then when he got on the county road, you know, it was all dirt. You couldn't tell which way he went. Never could find the track. But after, 2 or 3 days, he finally made it back. So he had to take a wagon with a hog crate on it and go up and finally catch him. And boy, I'll tell you, he was mean. He had a root in the ground worse than any pig that we had. The cow was pretty good. It was a black and white kind of a Holstein cow. But I thought that car was worth a lot more than that pig was than that horse. I mean, that cow. So, but you know, I knew how to drive it, and like I say, you seem like you never forget.
Yeah. About your first tractor?
Yeah.
When did you get your first tractor?
Oh, it wasn't until 1939 that we got the first tractor, and it was a Case tractor. It went in debt to the Federal Land Bank for $800 on that. And that old guy down there had to make a $40 payment, you know, in the fall and in the spring. And it was based out on a 20-year pay. And boy, that old guy was that N.E. Carpenter. And boy, a month before that thing was due, he was up here wanting, you know, to know if we're going to make the payment or not. And our neighbor had the same thing. And he said, well, you watch. He said he bought up all them places in Cortez that had them loans, you know. And he said what he did, they'd pay part of it. See, then he'd go ahead and take the rest of it. See, and he owned a lot of land down there in Cortez. Besides, he had the Case dealership. And we bought the tractor used off of the guy that was kind of a sub-dealer here, which they owned the post office and general store, Lawrence. And so we bought the tractor from him. And like I say, we didn't have all the equipment. And it was a big help, but we'd try to clear brush, and it had steel wheels, and it was always getting stuck. If you got in a tight, it'd spin a little bit, you're stuck. What was it? We kept that tractor till, when was that we traded it for one-way? I traded it in on a one-way disc, and I forget now what, we didn't get very much on it. $300, I think, was